This is Ray McDonald. Stay tuned for all the hits right after this news break
Ray
on
news.
VOA 1.
I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. The United Nations said Tuesday it had reports that Syrian government troops and allied Iraqi militias had killed civilians in eastern Aleppo, including 82 people. A Syrian military source said Tuesday the Syrian army and its allies have taken full control over the Aleppo districts abandoned by rebels during their retreat. Rupert Colville, spokesman for the UN Human Rights Office, said he feared retribution against thousands of civilians believed to be holed up in a hellish corner of the less than a square kilometer of opposition-held areas. German Chancellor Angela Merkel and French President François Hollande said Tuesday that an EU summit this week should decide to extend sanctions against Russia over the Ukraine conflict. Merkel said, given shortcomings in the Ukraine peace process, it will be necessary to extend sanctions against Russia once more. And Hollande said he backed her statement in a joint Berlin press conference.
Nous devons continuer à faire appliquer les accords de Minsk.
François Hollande says we must continue to apply the Minsk agreement and said it has not been followed then the system of sanctions, even if it's not a permanent solution. But since there hasn't been an effort made, no progress, and the same blockages remain, I, like the chancellor, am in favor of extending sanctions. U.S. Republican President-elect Donald Trump Tuesday formally announced ExxonMobil Corporation Chairman and CEO Rex Tillerson as his nomination to serve as U.S. Secretary of State. Meanwhile, the IMF boss, Christine Lagarde, is facing grilling on the second day of her trial on Tuesday over damages authorized to a French tycoon while she was the French finance minister. This is VOA News. Hundreds of